Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar and today Mezekes Yavames Daf Nun Aleph, the fifth parak Rama Gamliel. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, according to Rava, the reason that Rama Gamliel holds ain get acher get being maimer acher maimer is that he has a suffolk whether a get is fully dochawan from Yibum or is not dochawan at all, and whether maimer is fully kona Yavama or is not kona at all. Abai challenges Rava's reason and brings an alternative explanation for Rama Gamliel's position. He holds that it is pashut for Rama Gamliel, but get the dache umayma dekane, that a get is doche yibum to some extent mid the Rabban, and that a mimer is kona a yavama to some extent mid the Rabban. However, the Rabban who enacted these laws said, b'chad sad mahani baget, u'b'chad sad mahani b'maimer. In one respect, a get is effective for her, and in another respect, mimer is effective for her. Therefore, a get after get is not doche, since the first get already was doch in the rejection of all the brothers from all the widows. And mimer after mimer is not effective, since the first mimer already affected an acquisition. But a get after mimer, or a mimer after a get, is effective. Rashi explains that when mimer is performed first, the yavama is partially married to the yavam, leaving the zika partially intact. Therefore, a get given second has some effect. When a get is given first, it affects a partial rejection, leaving the zika partially intact for a subsequent mimer to take effect. Point number two, the Rabban in the Mishnah argued from Rama Gamliel and held, yesh get acher get, yesh mimer acher mimer. Abai said, kol chad v'chad takin Rabban get u'mimer v'yavama. That the Rabban hold that for each yavam, the Rabban enacted a get and mimer with each and every yavama. Rashi explains that one cannot say that the first get affects rejection to the full extent possible for all the widows and from all the brothers. Rather, it only affects rejection of the widow who received from the yavam that gave it. It still leaves open the possibility of this yavam giving a get to another yavama, or for the other brothers to give a get even to this yavama. The same applies regarding mimer. And point number three, Yosanna Braisa, Asa mimer mazo, mimer mazo. If one did mimer with this one, and did mimer with that one, Rama Gamliel says, Nosin get l'rishon v'chotzla, v'asa b'krovaseh, u'mut b'krovashniyah. He gives a get to the first yavama and does chalitz with her, and is forbidden to her relatives, but he's permitted to the relatives of the second one. The Gemara suggests that since Rama Gamliel holds ein mimer, acher mimer, that the second mimer has no validity, Rishonin namitis yavam, let the first yavama even be taken in yibum. Why does Rama Gamliel require her to receive a chalitza? The Gemara answers, gezer dilma asil yibum igoshnia. It's a gezerah, lest he come to perform yibum with the second one instead. Since the first one is considered his wife mid the Rabbanan, he would be transgressing on a rabbinic level the issue of building two houses. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, according to Rava, the reason that Rabbi Gamliel holds that ein get acher get ve'ein mimer acher mimer is that he has a suffolk whether a get is fully docha one from Yibum or is not docha one at all, and whether mimer is fully kona yavama or is not kona at all. Abai challenges Rava's reason and brings an alternative explanation for Rama Gamliel's position. He holds that it is pashut for Rama Gamliel, but get the dache umayma dekane, that a get is doche yibum to some extent mid the Rabban, and that a mimer is kona a yavama to some extent mid the Rabban. However, the Rabban who enacted these laws said, b'chad sad mahani baget, u'b'chad sad mahani b'maimer. In one respect, a get is effective for her, and in another respect, mimer is effective for her. Therefore, a get after get is not doche, since the first get already was doch in the rejection of all the brothers from all the widows. And mimer after mimer is not effective, since the first mimer already affected an acquisition. But a get after mimer, or a mimer after a get, is effective. Rashi explains that when mimer is performed first, the yavama is partially married to the yavam, leaving the zika partially intact. Therefore, a get given second has some effect. When a get is given first, it affects a partial rejection, leaving the zika partially intact for a subsequent mimer to take effect. Point number two, the Rabban in the Mishnah argued from Rama Gamliel and held, yesh get acher get, yesh mimer acher mimer. Abai said, kol chad v'chad takin Rabban get u'mimer v'yavama. That the Rabban hold that for each yavam, the Rabban enacted a get and mimer with each and every yavama. Rashi explains that one cannot say that the first get affects rejection to the full extent possible for all the widows and from all the brothers. Rather, it only affects rejection of the widow who received from the yavam that gave it. It still leaves open the possibility of this yavam giving a get to another yavama, or for the other brothers to give a get even to this yavama. The same applies regarding mimer. And point number three, Yosanna Braisa, Asa mimer mazo, mimer mazo. If one did mimer with this one, and did mimer with that one, Rama Gamliel says, Nosin get l'rishon v'chotzla, v'asa b'krovaseh, u'mut b'krovashniyah. He gives a get to the first yavama and does chalitz with her, and is forbidden to her relatives, but he's permitted to the relatives of the second one. The Gemara suggests that since Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Mimer, Acher Mimer, that the second Mimer has no validity, Rishonin Amitis Yavim, let the first Yavama even be taken in Yibum. Why does Rabbi Gamliel require her to receive a Chalitza? The Gemara answers, Gezer Dilma Asili Yibum Migoshnia. It's a Gezerah, lest he come to perform Yibum with the second one instead. Since the first one is considered his wife Midrabbanan, he would be transgressing on a rabbinic level the Isra of building two houses. All right, so now we got our Simra Daf Nanav. We're going to make a little tiny revision here. In the past, the Simra Nanav was beaver pelt hats, based on the association of a gnawing beaver, and we use beaver pelt hats. We're going to just broaden the Simra to a beaver, based on a gnawing beaver, so we can have different variations based on a beaver. So beaver is a simon for Nanav based on a gnawing beaver. So here goes. When the Yavam who was crossing a beaver dam, where Mimer was effective on one side and a get on the other, overheard his brothers insist they each had a right to do Mimer and give a get, he sent a beaver with a message to tell a brother who did Mimer with two Yavamas that he better do Chalitza with the first, lest he do Yibum with the second. Once again, in slow motion. When the Yavam was crossing a beaver dam, that must be around Daf Nun Aleph, beaver, based on gnawing beaver. When the Yavam was crossing a beaver dam, where Mimer was effective on one side and a get on the other, which reminds us, Abai challenges Rav's reason for Mangamil's position of Ein Get Acher Get, Ein Mimer Acher Mimer. He holds that it is Pashut for Mangamil that a get is Doche Yivam to some extent, and that Mimer is Kona Yavam to some extent, but a get after Mimer, or a Mimer after get, is effective. Rashi explains that when Mimer is performed first, the Yavama is partially married to the Yavam, leaving the Zika partially intact. Therefore, a get given second has some effect. When a get is given first, it affects a partial rejection, leaving the Zika partially intact for a subsequent Mimer to take effect. So, when the Yavam who was crossing a beaver dam where Mimer was effective on one side and a get on the other, overheard his brothers insist they each had a right to do Mimer and give a get, which reminds us, Abai said that the reason the Rabbanan hold that Yesh get Acher get, V'yesh Mimer Acher Mimer, is that the Rabbanan enacted a get and Mimer with each and every Yavama, which explains that one cannot say that the first get affects rejection to the full extent possible for all the widows from all the brothers. Rather, it only affects rejection of the widow who received from the Yavam that gave it. It still leaves open the possibility of this Yavam giving a get to another Yavama, or for the other brothers to give a get even to this Yavama. The same applies regarding Mimer. So when the Yavam was crossing a beaver dam where Mimer was effective on one side and a get on the other, overheard his brothers insist they each had a right to do Mimer and give a get, he sent a beaver with a message to tell a brother did Mimer with two Yavamas that he better do Chalitza with the first, lest he do Yibum with the second. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brides, if one did Mimer with one Yavama and did Mimer with another one, Rabbi Gamliel says that he gives a get to the first Yavama and does Chalitza with her, and is forbidden to her relatives, but is permitted to the relatives of the second one. The reason why Rabbi Gamliel requires the first one to receive a chalitza, even though the second mimer is not effective, and seemingly he should be able to do yibum with the first one, is that it's a gezerah lest he come to perform yibum with the second one instead. Since the first one is considered his wife, midrabbanan, he will be transgressing on a rabbinic level the isra of building two houses. So once again, when the Yavam was crossing a beaver dam where Mimer was effective on one side and a get on the other, overheard his brothers insist they each had a right to do Mimer and give a get, he sent a beaver with a message to tell a brother who did Mimer with two Yavamas that he better do Chalitza with the first, lest he do Yibum with the second. All right, so now it's time for a three-block back Chazara. Daf Memches. So the Simon Daf Memches is a brainiac. So here goes. They're brainiacs. That must be more than Daf Memches, Moach. They're brainiacs who want to calculate the percentage of soldiers who force their Yafas Toars to convert to cut down the wait time, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a source for Mishnah Lezer's opinion that a soldier can force a Yafas Toar to convert in order to circumvent the wait time. For it's written regarding the carbon pace of a call Eved Ish Miknes Kasif, and every Eved of a man who is purchased with money, you shall circumcise him. Then he, referring to the master, may eat of it, referring to the carbon Pesach. The term Eved Ish is coming to teach a slave who is a man, you may circumcise against his will, but a son who is a man, referring to a non-Jewish adult, son of a convert, you may not circumcise against his will. So the brainiacs who want to calculate the percentage of soldiers who force their Yafa's towers to convert to cut down the wait time and to determine using their newfangled repulsive meter the difference between cut hair and long nails, which reminds us that Smalcloak is whether Yafa's tower cuts her nails or grows them. Rebelgezer holds that just as her hair is cut, her nails are cut, whereas Rebekiva holds that just as her cut hair makes her look repulsive, so too growing her nails makes her look repulsive. So the brainiacs who want to calculate the percentage of soldiers who force their Yafa's towers to convert to cut down the wait time and to determine using their newfangled repulsive meter the difference between cut hair and long nails use their slaves who weren't circumcised to carry out the experiments, which reminds us, we have Malchus, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, whether one may keep slaves that are not circumcised. Daf Mem Tes. So the Sim Daf Mem Tes is associated to meat, and we use a butcher. So here goes. The butcher from Mumser Meats, butcher, that must be one Daf Mem Tes, meat. The butcher from Mumser Meats was preparing an order for Anusa's Aviv, which reminds us, the next mission brings a three-way Malchus regarding who is a Mumser. Rabbi Kiva holds it's a child born from any relative subject to a love against having relations. Rashi brings the example of the Anusa's Aviv, a man having relations with a woman that his father violated, which is a love according to Rabbi Yehuda. He learns it from the juxtaposition of the pasuk Oyikach Ish, as Eshes Aviv Oyagalek Naf Aviv, and Oyavo Mumser Bekal Hashem. Rabbi Simai says Rabbi Kiva includes chayv loving which are not relatives, such as one who is maksir gushaso when he remarries his divorcee after she married another. And Rabbi Yeshevov says Rabbi Kiva includes even those prohibited by mitzvahs aseh, such as marrying a mitzri or a domi before three generations. So the butcher from Mamzer Meats was preparing an order for Anusa's Aviv when his father Shomer's Yavam ran into the store together with his father's wife, which reminds us Shimon HaTimni holds that a Mamzer results in a karis relationship. The Gemara explains that he holds like the Rabban that the pasuk of Loikach Ish as Eshes Aviv and so on is referring to the Shomer's Yavam Shel Aviv, the Shomer's Yavam of his father, which would be one's aunt, which is an Issacharis. Rabbi Yeshua holds that Mamzerim result from relationships that are Chayiv Mises based in. So the butcher from Mamzer Meats was preparing an order for Anusa's Aviv when his father Shomer's Yavam ran into the store together with his father's wife, who are terrified because they just passed by a bloody cedar tree. Which reminds us, it's mentioned in Megillas Yochsin that Menashe murdered Yeshai, accusing him of being a Navi Sheker because he thought that Yeshai contradicted the Torah in three instances. Yeshai reasoned that if he explained the contradictions, Menashe would still execute him, making him an intentional murderer. Yeshai uttered the divine name and tried to hide in a cedar tree, but was caught and executed. It's brought down that his tzitzes were exposed. Daf Nun, so the Simmer Daf Nun is a nincompoop. So here goes. The nincompoop, that must be more in Daf Nun. The nincompoop who want to add years onto his life, which reminds us, the third contradiction that Menashe brought against Yishai addressed the question of whether Kodesh Baruch Hu will add years onto a person's life. Moshe Rabbeinu had said regarding the brachas that Kodesh Baruch Hu will bestow upon the Jewish people, es mispar yamecha amaleh, the number of your days I shall fill out, which implies that Hashem will not add years onto one's life, he'll just fill them out. But Yishai had said to Menashe's father, Chizkiyahu, v'hosavti al yamecha chamishu seishana, Hashem said, I will add 15 years to your life. The Gemara brings a braisa that the correct resolution to this contradiction is a Malchokas Tanaim. So the nincompoop who want to add years onto his life by doing what he thought was a hiddur mitzvah of giving a get after a get, which reminds us, the opening mission, the fifth parak states from Gamliel says, "Ein get acher get, vein mimer acher mimer." There's no validity to a get after a get, nor to a mimer after a mimer, but the Chachamim hold that there is a get after a get and mimer after a mimer. Rashi explains Rabbi Gamliel as a suffix whether a get given by Yavam is effective in rejecting the Yavama from Yibum. If the first get is affected, then it's paka the zika from all the Yavamas and all the brothers like Chalitza, and the second get is regarded as having been given to a stranger. If it's not affected, then neither the get given to the first or second Yavama has any validity, and therefore the giver of the second get is permitted to marry her relatives. According to the Chachamim, the get is partially valid in the Rabbanan, but does not uproot the zika completely. It's effective to preclude the Yavam from doing Yibum with the first Yavama, but he must still do Chalitza, since there is some zika still extant. A get given to the second Yavama is also valid and prohibits the Yavama from marrying her relatives. So the nincompoop wanted to add years onto his life by doing what he thought was a hiddur mitzvah of giving a get after a get, often confused giving a get and doing chalitza, since they both release a woman. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains the reason according to the Rabbanan a get given to one Yavama is effective is because in general, a get is effective for divorce. And if you would say that it has no effect when given to a Yavama and doesn't disqualify her from Yibum, people will say, get lehotzia v'chalitza lehotzia. A get releases a woman and a chalitza releases a woman. And since a get given to a Yavama has no effect in prohibiting Yibum, so to Chalitza has no effect in prohibiting Yibum. People won't realize that in the case of a Chalitza, she's prohibited to the Yavam because of the Isser, Kevin Shulban is Shuv lo Yivne. Once he did not build, he shall never again build. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.